Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This Tuesday, April 1st at 6 p.m. Central, Dr. Troy Hinkle will be discussing all the ways that we can be set free from our slavery through our practices this Lent. Teresa, we've covered a lot of ground through the Old Testament, probably raised a lot of questions. This would be a great chance to get on live with Dr. Troy and get all your questions answered. So just go to our app, Daily Rosary Meditations, and you can find it there. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. One of the many challenges Moses had to face in leading the Israelites was when his authority was questioned. This happened on two particular occasions in the book of Numbers. The first time, it was Moses' own brother and sister, Aaron and Miriam. They said, "Has the Lord only spoken through Moses? Has he not spoken through us as well?" And the second time, a man named Korah, with 250 men, they came up against Moses. They had a similar complaint. "Is Moses the only holy one?" they said. "Aren't all the people holy? Why does Moses put himself in charge of the whole assembly?" But, as you might have expected, God sided with Moses. After all, Moses had never wanted to be the leader of the Israelites. It was God who had appointed him, who had insisted that Moses assume that responsibility, which meant that those who rebelled against Moses' authority were actually rebelling against God's established structure. So when Aaron and Miriam rebelled against Moses, Miriam was instantly covered with leprosy, and it was only because of Moses' prayer that she was healed after 7 days. Korah and his companions were not so lucky. The earth suddenly opened up beneath them and swallowed the rebels, and they went down alive into the depths of the earth and perished there. The implication? It's really important not to rebel against those whom the Lord has established in authority. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Of course, it's really hard sometimes to swallow the fact that other human beings are legitimately placed in authority over us. After all, why should they be in charge? It's like Aaron and Miriam and Korah said, Moses is just our little brother. Why does he get to be in charge? Or Moses is just another Israelite. What makes him think he's more holy than anyone else? Why does he get to be in charge? And it's true of all authorities. Kids look at their parents and think, they're not perfectly virtuous. Why do they get to be the boss of me? And employees look at their bosses, and citizens look at their governors and think, they don't seem very exceptional to me. They're not smarter or better than anybody else. Why should they get to be in charge? And we may look at the priests or the bishops or the Pope and think, look, they're just sinful men like everybody else. Why do they get to be in charge? The point is that it's sometimes hard to see why, when everybody's just people, and when the best people aren't necessarily the ones in power, it's hard to see why we should submit to the authority of other human beings who are just like us. And the answer is because it's God's will that we should submit to legitimate human authority. And why? Probably for two reasons. First, because the order of primacy and subordination is an expression of God Himself. And second, because there is no better antidote to the towering vice of pride than the virtue of obedience. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Authority runs through the fabric of creation. The angels are arranged according to authority. In fact, the nine choirs of angels are organized into what we call heavenly hierarchies. In the animal kingdom, we see silverback gorillas and queen bees. Even in the solar system, the entire planetary arrangement is centered on the primacy of the sun. But the most amazing thing of all is that there is a kind of hierarchy in the Trinity itself. Even though all three persons are utterly equal in dignity, in nature, and in power, it has nonetheless been revealed to us that there is an order in the Trinity. The Father comes first, then the Son, then the Holy Spirit. More than this, there is some relationship of primacy and subordination in the Trinity. After all, Jesus tells us repeatedly that it was the Father who sent him into the world and that the Son's whole purpose is to obey the Father, that is, to do the Father's will. Also, Jesus says that he and the Father are the ones who send the Holy Spirit into the world, and the Spirit obeys. What does this show us? Well, it shows that in God, the one who is subordinate is not inferior to the one who has primacy. That's why for us, it shouldn't make the one who is under authority feel inferior to the one who has authority. So it's not a shameful thing for one angel to carry out the directives of another angel. Nor does it go against human equality to have one human in charge and another human who submits to another human's authority. The structure of authority is an expression of God's character. It's not a burden. It's not belittling. It's not a necessary evil. It's actually part of the divine richness in which God has graciously allowed us to participate. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Not only is human authority a good thing in itself, an expression of the divine character, of the Trinity itself, but it's the best opportunity for us to grow in humility. The original sin was a sin of rebellion, of pride, of disobedience, of self-will. It was the sin of wanting to do things our own way, of refusing to conform our will to the will of God. And that's how we lost everything. Consequently, the best means of sanctification involves the practice of just the opposite. We are made holy by learning obedience, learning submission, learning docility. We are made holy, best of all, by learning to conform our will to the will of God. And we practice that by conforming our will to another person's will. Obedience to legitimate human authority is the best practice for obedience to the authority of God. All religious orders know this. That's why they require their members to live the evangelical counsels not only of poverty and chastity, but also of obedience. Ask any religious and you'll find out that obedience is the most difficult, but the most important. And they'll tell you that of those three, the one that did them the most good, the one that helped them come closest to God, was obedience. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. So what should be our resolution flowing from this meditation? What should be the simple, concrete thing we try to put into practice today? Well, as we go through the desert of Lent and of life, we should try to change the way we see those in authority over us, whether it's our parents, or governors, or bosses, or clergy. Let's try not to see their authority as something to be resented, or at best endured. Let's not be like Aaron or Miriam or Korah and his followers. Let's make it a specific point today, a point of resolution, to see the authority of others as God's gift to us, to try to be more obedient to them, and to be more thankful for this divine order that God has put in the world. Because it's a reflection of his own authority. And as an opportunity, it's also an opportunity for us to unite ourselves more to God by docility toward those he has placed over us. So as a good resolution, when some legitimate authority asks or requires us to do something today, let's accept it with peace and do it. It's an act of humility, and it's ultimately an act of trust in God and obedience to him, because he set up the whole structure in the first place. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what struck you with this meditation?
This is very good timing, because I was really hit by this recently. I can get too, I think a lot of us are, especially me though, can get a little too clever about the way that they skirt around rules or the way they reason themselves around things, because we think we know better. And I was talking with a friend and I was justifying something and I was like, well, really it makes sense because of these things. And she goes, well, actually, no, I don't think you get to choose. And I was like, ah, yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. And this is awful. But it's just so easy to reason. And it's why obedience is so necessary, because quite honestly, you can really deceive yourself. And that is way more dangerous than just following the rules of a good ruler.
The problem is, the difficulty is, quite honestly, there are so many bad rulers that exacerbates the temptation.
Yeah, kind of leads us to despair. But I will say, and again, I'm saying this to myself because I struggle so deeply with following rules. God didn't promise us good parents. He asked us to be obedient. He didn't promise us good. I mean, the church itself, that is something that we can really trust. But these things weren't promised to be good, as in, most of the time, you're going to get a lot of orders from your boss and things like that, and you're going to be like, you're crazy. But that's not what we're responsible for, because first and foremost, we are responsible to that obedience.
Yeah, let's break this down a little bit. Our fundamental sin, the root of all sin, the form of all sin is pride, which is its rebellion. So how are we going to get over that? Well, one way is by recognizing that there has to be order in the world. Imagine the chaos if there were no red lights and green lights. I get so mad at being stuck at a red light. But if there were no street lights, it would be absolutely chaos. So there has to be order. And It's not going in this life, it's not going to be perfect. Order in this life is not going to be perfect. But that's not the point. The point isn't that things run perfectly in this world. The point is that I get healed of my pride, because that's the problem. The problem isn't that things don't run as efficiently as they could or should. The problem is my pride. Whenever I walk into a situation, I say, well, this is stupid. This could be run so much better. Who are these stupid people? But if instead I would say, my biggest problem is my pride, and this is an opportunity for me to humble myself and accept the situation. Now, we are never required to be obedient to things that are immoral. And if somebody ever asks you or requires you to do something immoral, you have to say no.
But it's
But,
usually the things we're rebelling against are usually the things that just annoy us.
right. So, how about if every time we ran across something that was annoying, instead of criticizing, which is an act of pride, let's be straight. Criticism is an act of pride. Instead of criticizing, why don't we humble ourselves and accept it? And I think one of the best places to do that is in our parish. If every time your pastor does something in your parish that maybe you think should be done a little bit differently or maybe annoys you, accept it humbly instead of criticizing.
I think we also have a tendency to search really hard for justification to prove that that thing is immoral, even when we know it's not.
So let's, as a resolution, let's start with my pride is my biggest problem. And I actually need a way to get over my pride. Oh, look, the whole world is an antidote to my pride. If
We
I would.
don't get to choose how to get over our pride. That's part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So let's work on our humility today and accept the things that annoy us a little bit.
Let's follow some stupid rules.
Let's follow some stupid rules today. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.